Hello, this is Jill Wigmore Welsh from Reading in Berkshire, saying hello to you again and welcoming you to another Feldenkrais lesson from the Feldenkrais Lesson Download series. Just been out walking the dog in this amazing October weather here we're having in the UK. We've got the most incredible colours out there, blue skies, and when you look across the fields you've got any colour ranging from terracotta through to purples, creams, greens, whites, and all in between. So a lovely autumn day here. I'm going to be going through this Feldenkrais lesson, which is again taken from the Alexander Yanai series. And as with all Feldenkrais lessons, make sure that you take care of yourself. Only do the lesson if you feel comfortable, and if there is any reason at all that you think that you need to go and see your doctor or your physical therapist or osteopath or chiropractor, just to check and make sure you're not injuring or causing yourself any strains when you do the lesson. And take care when you're doing the movements, and go very slowly. Sometimes when I watch people who come to lessons, I see people really pushing and trying to make the movement as much as possible. Sometimes they just physically, they can't really do what they're being asked to do, and I have to repeat over and over again, you know, please go slowly, please go gently. So I'll say this now, but if you're lying on the floor and you're working through the lesson and you begin to find that perhaps something that I'm suggesting that you do seems completely impossible, then just stop, relax, do the movement in your imagination, and just take it gently. So this one is called lifting of the back with the knees, and you're going to be working mainly in lying on your back. So you'll need to have your space, your sort of 2 meters by 2 meters space on the floor there that you can spread yourself out on. And I usually suggest that you put some sort of quilt or blanket or something down on the floor. And because you're going to be working on your back, you might like to have a couple of small hand towels that you can fold up and you can put underneath the back of your head when you're lying on the floor. Some people who sit at the desk a lot during the day, or who just naturally develop that sort of hunched over posture, sometimes rugby players and people like this get quite rounded, or people who do a lot of weight training. And when you lie on the floor, it can mean your head tips back, so you can get a bit of a strain at the bottom part of your neck. So if that's you, make sure that you take some pillows with you and pop them on the floor, or little rolled up towels, etc., and make sure you can be comfortable. So get yourself down onto the floor, and when you're down on the floor lying on your back, we're just going to do what we normally do at the start of a Feldenkrais lesson, which is called scanning. And I want you just to feel and notice the contact that your back surface is making with the floor. You're lying with your legs long, arms are down by your sides, and just starting from the top of the back of your head, you can just sense and feel the contact that your back surface is making. Notice your right and left shoulders, your shoulder blades, your thoracic spine, your low part of your lumbar spine, how much of that's in contact, your pelvis. Is your pelvis resting more on one side than the other side? Your legs as they're lying there long, and your heels, just notice, so that when we come back at the end you've got something that you can refer back to. We usually use these as sort of a bookmark at the beginning and the end, and you can do this yourself. You can get on the floor in the morning and you can get on the floor at the end of the day, and you can just notice what pattern you have at the beginning of the day, what pattern you have at the end, and do this over a few days, and soon you'll find there are sort of very definite traits that you start to pick up, things that are always there, rotations and twists that you're unaware of but you're carrying around during the day. Okay, so now you've done that little scanning process and you've got that little start point, if you like, bend your knees up, both your legs, bend both your knees up, feet are on the floor, feet are a little comfortable distance apart, so you're lying with your knees bent up, and allow yourself to begin to reach down with your right hand, just gently, and allow yourself to cup your right shin, the front of your right shin, from the front of your leg. You're cupping just below the kneecap with your right hand. So reach down with your right hand to your right leg And your left hand is up behind your head. So you've got your head sort of nestling in the palm there. And your right hand is on that right knee. And what I want you to do is to begin to start to lengthen your foot away. Your right foot slides a little down on the floor. And as your right foot slides and your knee starts to extend away, it pulls your right hand, which pulls on your arm, which pulls on your shoulder, and that then starts to pull on your head. And as you do that, you find that you can begin to start to feel your head lifting. That's right. So you just keep doing that little pulling and then let it come back so that your head rests back down on the floor again. And repeat that a few times. You don't need to do anything with your left leg. Your left leg can just stay standing as your right leg is just straightening out, pulling the right arm, and then shoulder, head lifting and lowering back down. That's it. And then just leave that alone. Allow yourself to rest for a second or two. You can rest with your legs bent up. You can rest with your legs long. It's up to you. Let that right hand come away from your right knee. Allow yourself just to breathe and feel easy and comfy as you do it. And then bring those knees back up again so the feet are still on the floor, knees bent up towards the ceiling. We call this a crook lying position. My old physio terms used to say this is crook lying, with your knees bent, it's crooked. And now this time we're going to swap over, so your left hand is going to go down below your left knee and your right hand is cupping underneath your head again. And this time we're going to repeat exactly the same thing that you did just now, lengthening out that left leg, allowing that to pull on your hand that pulls on your whole arm up to the shoulder, and then as it pulls the shoulder forward, that's right, you can feel how that begins to lift your head. And maybe as you're lifting your head, you can feel how, with the right hand behind, you can just assist a little so that your head is coming off the floor. So little movements, let it go, come back down to the floor. And it's just lengthening, it's a little light push. So the knee goes almost as it were down towards the floor, straightening out. And then back it comes. So just gently, you're not swinging, you're not sort of doing any sort of great sort of left, right marching actions. You're just very slowly going one way and then the other. So, and then leave that alone and just have a rest and allow yourself to rest in whatever configuration you want to rest in. You can rest with your knees bent up or legs long. It's the great thing about Feldenkrais lessons. It's all really very permissive because it's about choosing what it is that feels good for you. So if you like to rest with your legs long, put your legs long. If you like to rest with your legs bent, leave your legs bent, one leg up, one leg down. However it feels good for you. And the rests in the lesson are good because they just allow your whole system just to assimilate the learning that's been going on. And then come back again, so you've got both knees bent up. And this time, I want you to catch your right knee again. Remember how you put your right hand down from below the knee on the lower leg? You're going to do it below the kneecap with both hands now. So you've got both hands below the kneecap on the lower leg. That's right. Both of them are now on the lower leg. And you're just going to push on the leg so it lifts the two hands, which in turn pull the shoulders and your head. Your left leg stays standing on the floor, and your right leg and the right knee push forward, which pushes on your two hands, which are passive, and this lifts the head. And you do it very gently, so again, it's not a swing. So feel what's going on between your right and your left side. Feel your chest, feel the length of your spine, and pay attention to what feels different or the same from when you did this before. That's it. And then allow your legs to go long. And just rest for a second. That's it. Allow your contact to be on the floor and allow yourself to notice your spine. And then allow yourself to roll over onto your side and just come up into standing. And just have a little walk around. That's it. Take a second or two just to come up onto your feet. That's it. I'll just leave a few seconds now for you to actually roll over onto your side and bring yourself up slowly. Take time if you have blood pressure issues or whatever. And once you're up and on standing, on your legs, just walk around and notice if you feel differently in one side compared to the other. So sense the feeling of pressure, a little walk. Allow yourself to turn one way, the other way. Just walk along. Is there a difference in the shortness or longness of one side, if the lightness and the heaviness? Just notice what one side feels like to the other just now. And when you've done that, just come back to lie on the floor. So take your time, come back and get back down onto the floor again. And allow yourself to be supported if you need those towels. Put those towels there behind your head and neck if you need them. And maybe check out what it's like without them. And then bend your knees again. That's right, bend your knees. And put your left hand below your left kneecap on your leg. And put your right hand behind your head, and now with light movements start to push the knee, so you've got your right knee standing and your left knee is moving. So again, the knee's going forward, pulling your hand, which lifts your shoulders from the floor. And notice whether you feel any effort in your abdomen, and then let that rest. And again, resting, breathing, nice and easy, nice and comfortable, and then bring your legs back to stand again. And change over your hands on your left leg. So that means that your right hand is below your kneecap on your left lower leg, and your left hand is behind the head. And slowly push with the leg. So allow the right shoulder blade to move forward with your chest twisting and softening sideways as your knee pulls on it. Your right leg is in standing. Of course, the knee should be a little bit spread, otherwise it's difficult to do anything in a comfortable way. So you'll have to have a bit of a space there between your knees so that as your left leg is lengthening away, you can feel the movement happening in your chest and rib cage, and you can feel your right arm sliding between your two legs. And then bend both your knees, and with your two hands take your left knee. So you move one hand out from behind your head now, and your right leg is standing and the right foot is on the floor. And then both hands are underneath your left kneecap, and you're just doing that little push with your left leg, so that as you do it, your shoulders are lifting forward. So you've got both hands in front, and you feel that softening as your left leg just extends away and helps to pull your shoulders forward. And notice whether when you're lifting your head, your head is being, if you like, left behind your shoulders, or whether your head is curling up, so that as everything is coming forward, your chin is going down and easily lifting and rolling away from the floor, whether it's extending. You remember before I said that if you've got one of those tendencies for your head to be a little bit back, if you're not careful, you can get that little sort of crook. The back of your neck can get a little bit bent up, so make sure that you've got that head supported. And as your left leg is extending away, everything's curling up nicely. That's it. So you're not dragging the head along the floor. It's just lifting away nice and easily. And allow yourself to leave this and then just rest for a moment. Allow yourself to lengthen if you want to. Or leave your knees bent if you want to. and just allow yourself to relax. And then bend your knees up again. This time I'd like you to turn your head to the right. So you're going to turn your face to the right, so you're rolling your head to the right, so your right ear is towards the floor. Everything's to the right. Just pay attention to that. And this time your left hand is under your head, so your left palm will be where your right ear is resting, and your right hand is on your just below your kneecap on your right leg. And you're going to do the same thing with lifting and lengthening, so you're allowing that right knee to straighten out. And the left hand will actually help the head to bend a little bit sideways, slowly. So your left hand is sort of moving the face more and more to the right. So don't do it powerfully, don't sort of wrench your head over, but what you'll find is you just get that little bit of lifting. Allow your stomach muscles to be easy. And notice if you can do this without interfering with your breathing. Notice as you do this whether as you come up you're tending to hold your breath, or whether you're breathing out, or you're breathing in, or allow you're just keeping yourself going nicely with a flow through that breathing. And then leave it on, rest for a moment. And after you've taken a rest, you can bend your knees and you can do the opposite turning. So your face is now turning to the left. So now your right hand is behind your left ear and your left hand is below the left kneecap. And like this, you're just going to push your left leg away, extending the knee and increasing the bending of the head. The head is sort of turning a little more to the left with the help of the right hand. And you're just doing this very, very, very slowly and gently. It doesn't matter how far you straighten out the knee or how far you lift, it can just be about a millimeter. And notice that pushing the leg, you notice that you're starting to almost touch the floor. And you leave it alone now and rest for a moment. Notice how it is. Allow yourself to lengthen and notice the contact as you did at the beginning of the lesson. And what's the same or different in your shoulder blades, in your rib cage, low part of your back. And then put your both legs back up into standing again. And your right hand below the right kneecap. And the left hand below the left kneecap. So in this position now, I want you just to push forward with your both knees. So you're lengthening those knees. And notice how you can just lift your head off the floor. And then rest for a moment. And then bend your knees again. And with your left hand, move the left hand to the right side behind the knee. So the left hand is on the right side of the body, catching behind the knee. That's it. Left hand is behind the knee. That's it. So, and the right leg standing on the floor. And you're pushing your right leg forward so that you're lifting your shoulder and head from the floor. So you can put your right hand wherever you want to. Doesn't matter where it is. And you've got your left hand behind your right knee and you're noticing how you're lifting your shoulder and head from the floor. Slowly, it's necessary to pay attention that the leg does all the work. And the arm and the hand just stay inert. So the bending in the chest is quite diagonal. In other words, the leg does all the work. I can't say that enough times. The leg does all the work. The arm is relaxed, easy, pulled. And the head is pulled after, but nice and soft and gentle. And watch the back of your neck. Allow yourself to curl. Notice if there's a tendency to arch in your neck. Allow that just to curl gently. Head is quite heavy. It's very heavy. Big turnip, as my life drawing teacher used to say to me, it's a large turnip at the end of the skeleton there. So that heavy, large turnip, which weighs many pounds, if you get it in the wrong configuration, can make a crick in your neck, so be gentle there. And then place your right hand behind your head, and you can help your head to make the same movement. That's right. And then just leave it and rest a minute. And then when you're ready, move your right hand to the left side of your body, behind your left knee. At first with your left hand lying near your body, and just pushing and lengthening and straightening out that left leg as you did just now on the right. So your right leg is standing, and your right hand is underneath the right knee, linked from underneath, between the two legs. Legs need to be spread a bit apart. And you can feel how your shoulder is first lifted slowly, slowly, and the head and everything with the help of the leg. And put your left hand behind your head just to help, and carry on doing that little lifting movement, and rest for a minute. Allow yourself to be comfortable. Take your time over the rests when you're doing the lessons at home. You can just switch off the MP3 player or whatever it is that you've downloaded this onto. Allow yourself to rest for however long you want to, and then come back and carry on the lesson when you're ready. And then pull both your legs back up to standing and cross your arms. So you're going to take your right hand to the left and the left hand to the right from between the legs. And so your right hand catches behind your right knee and your left hand catches behind the left knee. And then you're going to push with both legs. So both knees are going forward like this. And you're lifting your body with your feet down. That's right. Don't swing, just push with your legs. Notice how it draws your arms forward, lifting your head and pulling yourself up into sitting. So no swinging, just softening, softening, softening. If you've got a big tummy, got a big belly because you've eaten too many pies, as we say in England, you've eaten too many pies, so you've got a big tummy. You've got a big belly there. You're going to have to allow that to soften. And if you hold your breath as well, sometimes you can find that it tenses up. So go nice and soft in the tummy. And then swap your hands over so that instead of one hand being high and one low, the other one's high and low. And just carry on doing the same thing. So you've still got the right hand underneath your left knee and your left hand underneath your right knee. But this time you've got the other one on top, as it were. And pay attention. Some of you might even notice as you start to lengthen out, you actually start to come up into sitting, which is quite strange. You'll find you're sort of rolling up. But you don't have to have any intention to come up into sitting. You'll find you're just being sort of pulled up by the legs going longer and longer and longer and straighten. So I don't know what the feeling is, but it should be something like, I don't know what the difficulty is. I'm just rolling up into sitting. That's so easy. And then down you go. And then allow yourself just to rest for a moment. Take your time. Notice if you've got any aches and pains anywhere that need to tell you that you worked a bit too hard. And then when you're ready, bring your two legs back up into standing. And this time I want you to put your right hand, your right forearm, behind the two knees. And your left hand behind your head, and allow yourself just to begin, start to push your legs out straight. So your legs are sliding on the floor, your knees are going forward. That's right. Slowly, 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 almost the legs go straight. And as your knees move forward, your arm is underneath both those legs so that your arm is just being drawn forward and it's pulling the whole of the rest of you up. If you pull too hard, your body might go a bit sideways, so just go nice and easy. And then allow yourself just to rest for a moment. Sit. And again, when you're ready, put your legs back up into standing. This time we'll do it with the left arm underneath. You did the right arm underneath your knees. This time we're going to do left arm underneath your knees. Your left arm is reaching down underneath those knees. Your feet might have to come off the floor a bit for that to happen. And your right hand is behind your head, and you're going to lengthen away, push those knees away from you. And as you do that, you might find you just start to roll up. That's it, just lengthen away. And as you're allowing yourself just to come up and then go down again, just do it very, very slowly, gently and easily at your own pace. No flinging your legs out, just nice and slow. And then leave it. And allow yourself to be in sitting. And just pay attention if it feels any different from usual. And then allow yourself to come back to lying and bring yourself up into sitting and notice if it feels any different. And you can sit with your legs spread sideways, knees are sideways, legs are bent with the knees sideways, feet are together. And then try to swing backward and come up with the pelvis. And notice how it feels as you swing backward and come up with your pelvis in the air. And notice what it feels like to come up into standing. Get up onto your feet and feel the difference in standing, in moving, and then in walking. Thank you very much. I hope you've enjoyed it.